The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Team Ireland are in Tokyo this week, where the World Athletics Championships get underway. There'll be plenty of stories, plenty of drama, and possibly a few medals for the Irish hopefuls over the next week. But it's unlikely that any of those tales will top the extraordinary story of Dave Sim, whose career involved world records, some pretty bad luck, and a little bit of espionage. And Cameron Hill is going to explain everything. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
David William Sim, but spelt Syme, S-I-M-E, but pronounced Sim.
Yes, born on the 25th of July 1936 in Paterson, New Jersey, goes to Fairlawn High School nearby and impresses on both the baseball and football fields. He was a centre fielder in the former and a running back or an end in the latter. It's already apparent very early in his career that he's pretty fast. So in his New York Times obit in January 2016, they say he was such an outstanding athlete in high school that he passed up 23 football scholarship offers and was said to have turned down a $65,000 offer from the New York Giants to play Major League Baseball. In today's money, that's just over $785,000. Maybe it wasn't the worst idea. The Giants fold in 1957 and shortly after. But
So where did he end up going?
Well, he goes to Duke University on a baseball scholarship, played 1 year as a center fielder and also played a year with the Duke football team. He gets drafted by the Detroit Lions in 1959. But by then, athletics is the one that's really taken his fancy. He started in his sophomore year as, quote, something to do. Turns up to his first practice, runs the 100 yards in 9.8 seconds. Just for reference, the world record at the time was 9.3 at his first meet.
Now, people may be just thinking, hang on a second, about white men running less than 10? It's meters versus yards.
Yeah, it's equivalent is 90 meters. So not quite the 100 meters. We'll get to that because it's very interesting. But at his first track meet, he runs 9.6. So this guy's already got this just natural talent for running. In the mid-1950s, he broke or tied 5 world record times in track, both outdoors, a further 4 indoors and sprints and in the low hurdles. On the Olympics website, they say that over his career, he equaled the 100 yards world record 3 times, set the world records of 20.1 seconds and 20 seconds flat for the 220 yards and equaled the world record of 22.2 seconds in the 220 hurdles.
So this guy was going to be a big star in athletics.
Yeah, and it's hard not to see why he was going to be a big star, not just for his prowess. He was a pretty distinct character, flowing red hair, 6'2", 81 kilograms. Legendary sports writer Arthur Daly called him a lead pipe cinch, which is a phrase I'd never heard before, to win at least 1 and perhaps 3 gold medals at the 1956 Olympics in Melbourne.
So what happened in Melbourne? This is where Ronnie Delaney famously won our medal.
Yeah, it was going to be, in another world, it's the same Olympics. Unfortunately, weeks out from the track and field trials for the US Olympic team, Sim is invited to go horseback riding, which he thinks is a great idea to do for the very first time. And he does an interview shortly before his death in November 2015 describing what happened. The horse reared back and fell on my leg, he told Newsweek. I pulled a muscle as I attempted to free myself. So he pulls a groin muscle, aggravates that, and then eventually tears it, missing out on the trials and his Olympic dreams. And that was very controversial. There was a Sports Illustrated piece at the time, but they should be able to send Sim despite not doing trials. But the Olympic team are being totally draconian about this.
Yeah, anyway. And it's still the case in America. If you don't turn up at the trials, you don't get to go.
Which is 100% fair. I get it. Just because you're Dave Sim doesn't mean you get to turn up. So
what about Rome then? Roll on 4 years. He was fit again.
Yeah, and he sets his sight on 3 objectives. A gold in the 100 metres, finally, helping the US team to victory in the 4x100 metres relay, and helping the CIA convince a number of Soviet athletes to defect to the US.
Now, this is the Cold War.
We're knee-deep in the Cold War here. An aerodynamic was a specific CIA program designed to develop anti-Soviet resistance in Ukraine. Mykola Lebed was an Ukrainian nationalist leading this operation to coax Ukrainian athletes to defect to the West. By all accounts, a slimy character. Sim even describes him as such. He fought both against the Nazis and for them, against the Soviets during the Second World War, just to give you an idea of what this guy was like. And he used a contact in the Vatican, a bishop by the name of Ivan Bukko, to help out, which included having 2 Ukrainian priests pose as civilians for the purpose of making contact with the Soviets. So this plan is all set up in Rome, and the CIA had already put out feelers a year before and identified a number of possible Ukrainian defectors at a meet in Philadelphia, an athletics meet, including one long jumper by the name of Igor Ter-Ovanesian.
So what happened? I mean, did they meet?
Well, Sim is instructed to befriend Ter-Ovanesian by his handler. He brings him to dinner, where the Ukrainian unfortunately explained just how well he was being treated at home by the government. He'd already been given an apartment, a car, a job, and if he won a medal at the Games, there were further rewards promised. Sim was a little stumped as to what he could possibly offer. When you have an apartment, a car, and a job, the abstract concept of freedom seems a little bit harder to sell. So Sim is instructed then to bring him to meet a CIA agent going by the name of Mr. Wolf, which is classic 60s espionage fare. He would only go if Sim came with him, as he was scared that the KGB were watching him.
So what happened next? Did they meet Mr. Wolf?
They do, only by now, Ter-Ovanesian has a long jumping bronze, so further rewards are in store, and Sim has won silver in the 100 metres, losing to West Germany's Armin Harry after a really poor start. Sports Illustrated said he left the starting block like a drunk on roller skates, but did manage to reel the German in, crossing the line first with his foot, which didn't count. You had to cross the line with the torso, so Armin Harry's chest wins him the Olympic gold.
Anyway, here we are. We have the two boys, already medal winners, meeting with Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, I'm picturing a smoke-filled restaurant where he meets with wives. So Ter-Ovanesian and his wife, Sim and his wife, and Mr. Wolf strolls in. Here's the account from Sim. I say, "Mr. Wolf, this is my friend." He says, yeah. And he starts immediately. He doesn't even talk to me or my wife. He goes right up to Igor and starts talking to him in dialect. I can see Igor panic, really panic. Wolf asked Sim to leave so he could talk to Ter-Ovanesian alone. The Ukrainian refused and left with Sim, telling him, "I'm scared," on the way out. So the CIA totally blew this by their own hand. And the whole operation in Rome was a total disaster. Levitt and the CIA secured only a couple of addresses, to which they sent a couple of copies of Animal Farm, but no defectors out of the 155 circa conversations they had with Soviet athletes, journalists and tourists. So all that was for nothing.
All that operation, what did they call it again?
Aerodynamic. It goes on until the 1980s. It wasn't particularly fruitful.
So what happened to Sim?
So he still has this 4x100 metre race to go in, and the US team comes home first in 39.4 seconds. He ran the anchor, so the final leg. They'd set an apparent world record, although they didn't, because his team's first baton pass was adjudged to have been made outside of the regulated 20-metre passing zone, so they were instantly disqualified. So all in all, an incredibly bad run of luck at this Olympic Games for Sim.
And, you know, it's still the hazard for some top teams. The Brits fell foul of that a couple of times, and the Americans did too, where the baton was their Waterloo, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside and touch some wood so that it doesn't happen to the Irish teams over the next few weeks.
So what happened to Sim? What did he do with all of this athletic prowess?
So that's really the end of his serious athletic career. He actually turns up at a meet in Miami when he's aged 35, thinking it's an over 30s event, and runs the 100 metres in 9.6 again. He said it's the first time he'd ever enjoyed a meet. He goes to medical school then, becomes a prominent ophthalmologist in Miami. Some incredible list of patients here. So President Richard Nixon, baseball greats Teddy Williams and Mickey Mantle, and Sugar Ray Leonard were counted among his patients list. He actually wanted a career as a fighter pilot, but was ineligible because he was colorblind. So it's curious that he went into ophthalmology, and I found that quite interesting. In 1981, he's inducted into the Track and Field Hall of Fame, the US national one. He battled cancer 3 times. And he died in January 2016, surrounded by loved ones. So an incredible story. Just before we finish, there's a really good quote I read that really touched me. He said, "I was highly motivated," he told an interview once, "but I was in the right place at the right time. I worked hard, but lots of people work hard. There are a lot of Einsteins driving taxi cabs." So he looks at his good fortune, despite that run of bad luck at the 60s Olympics. I think it's a great message to leave on.
And there's someone who got into the United States on a so-called Einstein visa who's married to the President of the United States, as it happens. Anyway, Cameron Hill, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.